Do you love your life as a small business owner? Let's be real, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love through practical, actionable tips, tools, and tactics, interviews with creative and curious small business owners, and in-depth coaching episodes with me, your host, Fiona Kalacki. With more than 20 years experience in marketing, brand, content, and systems, and having now helped thousands of small business owners, I know what it takes to build a business that you can be proud of and that actually aligns with your values, your beliefs, and your hopes for the future. So much of our daily life is spent working on and in the businesses and the brands that we are creating. And so it makes sense to actually love what you do. So let's get into this podcast and help you figure out how to love your business and your life on the daily. Hello and welcome to episode 407 of the My Daily Business podcast. Today it is a quick tip episode, and that's really where I share a tip, tool, or tactic that you can implement immediately. Now, today's one comes from a recent discussion I had with one of the group coaching groups, and I just thought that it drummed up so much debate and discussion that why not bring it to a larger audience through this podcast. Before I get stuck into that, I want to let you know that we've had a number of people reach out about the Marketing for Your Small Business course and coaching program that is currently happening. And so it is too late for you to sign up to that if you are interested. However, we will be running it later in the year. Now, one thing I probably shouldn't mention is that if you own the Marketing for Your Small Business course already, you can sign up to the coaching program for a really small fee. So it's actually cheaper for you to own the course and then sign up each time we offer the coaching component than buy the whole thing as one package. So if you are interested in that, I would definitely go on over to marketingforyoursmallbusiness.com, buy the course now, and then you can sign up to the live coaching when it happens later this year for a very small fee. Now, all the information for that is just over at marketingforyoursmallbusiness.com. But if you have any questions, you can always just email us hello@mydailybusiness.com. Before we jump in, I also want to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians on the land on which I run these courses, run these coaching things, and that is the Wobbarong and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And I pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded. All right, let's get into today's quick tip episode. So often in business, we are confronted with this constant awareness of how much money we could actually make. And we see people all the time, whether they're telling the truth or not, about how much money they've made and how quickly they've made that money and so forth. Now, one of the books we have been looking at in group coaching is The Wonderful Company of One. Now, this is a great book. I've done a whole podcast about it. We'll link to that in the show notes. But in that, there are so many great questions to think about and consider, especially if you're not trying to build this gigantic empire. And if you're somebody who doesn't necessarily want to be having heaps of staff to manage, and so you're kind of keeping it intentionally small, one of the key questions that it asks you is, what is enough financially? And what is kind of your cap number? I don't know if it uses the word cap number, not to put a cap on yourself, because we're not all about, you know, limiting beliefs and thinking you can only earn so much, but like, what's the number you would be super happy with and the way you would feel totally comfortable in your life? Now, for every single person, they're going to have a different, you know, potentially a different number. And without just jumping straight away to, oh, well, if I had $5 million, I'd feel happy, really thinking about, what is that number? And what else do you want in life outside of potentially just your ego being ticked in terms of a number? So, for example, when we had this discussion in group coaching, we were talking about, you know, some of us have mortgages and we're like, okay, in one particular case, I'd like to pay off the mortgage. I'd like to buy an investment property. And then I think I'll be pretty fine. Other people wanted greater realizations with that need financial help to get there. Whereas other people were like, I'm not even interested in buying property. I never want to be a property owner. I never want to be tied down to something like that. But what I would love is, and they want, you know, a certain amount of time off. So what is your cap number? So often we just think about this huge, huge number, or, oh, I want to get there. And then when we get there, we move the goalposts again. But really like thinking about what are you happy with? And I know this is a discussion that I also had with Paul Miners, who came on the podcast a while ago, a productivity expert that we've worked with. And we talked about, he was saying, I'm really happy with how much my business brings in right now. But what I want to do is to just optimize it so that I'm making the same amount of money with less time, less effort, just everything working really, really well, automations being top notch, so that I can have even more time with my family. And so I loved when he talked about that. And I totally feel similar in that, you know, it's all about time. I've said that from the very beginning. One of the number one value of my business is freedom. It always has been. It's why I'm very anti-hustle and always have been. And I very much always worked part-time in this business because you can't get more time. You can always make more money, but you can't get more time. So today it's really thinking, what is that number? And that might require you to go away and have a look at what does your superannuation look like, or your pension, or your 401k? What is any wealth creation that you've, you know, maybe you want to earn a certain amount of money so that you can pour more money into shares and investments. Maybe you want to earn a certain amount of money so you completely pay off not only your mortgage, but maybe the mortgage of your parents. Maybe you want to, I don't know, send your kids through a certain school or have enough money so that your kids can choose whatever they want to choose at university or college, and that is going to be paid for. Maybe you want to actually then pay for other people to go through college who you don't know, like a scholarship system. So thinking about a number like that, as opposed to I'm in this industry and therefore I've seen other people earn XYZ, so I should earn that, or my business has been around for X amount of years or whatever. But having that kind of cap number, even if it's a cap number where you're like, you know what, if my business got to this point, I would be able to sell it for this much, and then that would be it. Then I would do something else with my life. So that is such an important question that I don't think is thought about enough from people. Really thinking about what is the number that I'm happy with and I am happy with, as opposed to where you think society or your business industry or whatever thinks that you should get to. So that's it, really. What is your cap number? And I think sometimes just having those discussions, it's like, what else would I want? I often have the discussion with my family or my son. I used to always talk about this with my mum. We'd always just play that game of like, if you won Tats Lotto, what would you spend it on? And kind of the older you get, the more you're like, huh, you know, what would I spend it on? Because outside of like paying off a mortgage, maybe getting investment property, maybe donating some money, volunteering, it's sort of like, huh, what else do I want that money buys? Because a lot of the time people don't want what money buys. They want freedom. They want time. They want to spend time in nature. And yes, money can absolutely help with that. But when we really drill down, what do you want from the financial benefit that your business brings in? And what is that kind of cap number? So that is it for today's quick tip episode. And I'd love to know, I mean, you don't have to share your cap number, but just anything that might have come up for you. So you can always send us a DM at My Daily Business on TikTok or at My Daily Business _ on Instagram. I love hearing from people who send us all sorts of feedback about this podcast or what it's helped them with or what they did today. And I just was on my run and I listened to this and now I'm going to do this. We love, 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 love receiving that. So please never be a stranger. This is a community. This is a chance for me to connect with you. So please feel free to send your thoughts to us. All right. Thank you so much for listening. If you found this useful, I would love it so, so much if you could leave a review or hit the stars, whether you're on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to this podcast. It just really helps us get found by other small business owners, and that in turn helps the small business community. So thanks for listening and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business podcast. For a range of tools to help you grow and start your business, including coaching programs, courses and templates, check out our shop at mydailybusiness.com/shop. And if you want to get in touch, you can do that by email, hello@mydailybusiness.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram at mydailybusiness_. You can find us on TikTok at mydailybusiness, or find me, Fiona Clarkey, on LinkedIn. I look forward to connecting.